following weekly horse health segment is taken from the Horses in the Morning radio show on the Horse Radio Network, and the content is provided by thehorse.com. Horses in the Morning is the only live morning radio show devoted to horse lovers worldwide. Listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com.
Today we're going to be talking about soaking hay, and we have Dr. Stacy Oak with us. Is Stacy on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Michelle.
Hi, welcome, Dr. Oak.
Thanks for having me back.
So Dr. Oak is one of our writers for The Horse. She's one of our great veterinarians who are writing articles for us and making sure that our information is really good and solid. And sometimes we give her different assignments. She never knows what's coming her way. And I recently assigned her to put together a fact sheet about hay soaking. And I think first she raised her eyebrows at me a little bit.
I did.
And then I got this email back from you saying that it's...
Yeah, it was super interesting. I had no idea how much science there is behind hay soaking and how many horses can benefit from one simple thing.
And that's putting hay in some water before feeding.
Yep.
So what is it that you found so fascinating while you were researching this topic, other than that it's been researched so much?
I just find it very interesting that there's, like I said, so many horses can benefit. Obese horses, horses that either have laminitis or are prone to laminitis, and even horses with respiratory conditions. All of these horses can benefit just by soaking hay for, you know, as little as 15 minutes. And it helps maintain their weight better. It helps their insulin sensitivity, which is a part of equine metabolic syndrome. And, you know, it helps them breathe better.
Okay. And so, you know, those are some of the reasons to soak hay, and some of the clinical signs that might lead you to soak hay would be what? Because you've mentioned respiratory issues and metabolic issues. These are two completely unrelated problems.
Yes. Yep, they're completely unrelated, yet horses that, you know, young horses with inflammatory airway disease that, you know, coughing a little bit, you know, I don't think it's technically correct to consider it the early stage of heaves, but similar signs. And then, you know, older horses that do have heaves, you know, they've got the cough and that heave line. All of these horses, if we decrease the amount of dust in their environment just by soaking hay, then they can breathe a lot easier.
Okay. And that makes sense because horses are, when they're eating hay, it's a dried forage that often does have pollen and dust in it, and their face is right in it while they're eating. It's not like they're grazing hay or grazing grass where they're moving and eating some fresh grass off the ground.
Exactly.
That has moisture in it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because every time I drive by horses that have one of those giant, huge round bales and their heads are just stuck in the middle, I cringe.
And they do. They just bury their heads in
it. Yep, and just thinking, don't do it.
But, you know, also the free feeding like that is also beneficial to horses who may have some ulcer issues or digestive tract issues.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's kind of weighing the pros and cons of those management techniques.
But, absolutely.
So what about the metabolic issues? What's going on when we're soaking hay? Because this isn't about the dust. That's kind of a residual effect when we're talking about managing metabolic horses.
Right. So one indication is any horse that's a bit overweight or quite overweight, which is quite a few horses in the U.S.
You're from Canada, so are you saying you don't have fat horses in Canada?
It's amazing. As soon as you cross that border, they're all perfect.
Ha!
Anyway, so in overweight horses and ponies, they become less sensitive to insulin, and insulin's the hormone that helps helps the body use sugar appropriately. And so if that doesn't happen, then if they're eating too much sugar, it's not being used properly by the body, which makes them, the number one thing is prone to laminitis, which is a very painful chronic condition that, you know, the horse is very uncomfortable and it can even be life-threatening. So if we can soak the hay to take out some of those sugars, then when the horse is eating the hay, they're getting less sugar, which is going to be beneficial to them and save their feet ultimately.
Okay. And I think we recently did a laminitis Ask the Vet Live, which is archived on the site, but the number that we had was 15% of horses will have laminitis at some point in their lifetime.
Is it that high?
So,
15%?
Yeah, it's 15% by the time they're in their old age will have laminitis. So soaking the hay can help that. So how does soaking the hay change the hay?
It's basically draws out all of the simple sugars, like sugar, like the table sugar that you put on your cereal in the morning. It draws out all those water-soluble simple sugars, and so what's left is the long-chain structural fibrous sugars that are, you know, metabolized in a different way. So it's those simple, very small, water-soluble sugars that we don't want the horses to be ingesting.
Okay. So if the sugars are being drawn out of the hay, is there anything else that's being lost when we're soaking hay?
Yeah, sometimes, and certainly with prolonged soaking, you can also lose some minerals and vitamins. Sometimes this is beneficial for horses with hyperkalemic periodic paralysis. Did I say that right?
Which is the HYPP.
Yeah, HYPP.
Which is what everyone else knows it by.
Yes, exactly. And so in those horses, you can soak hay and you can draw out the potassium, which is what, you know, if there's too much potassium in a horse's diet, it can, instigate an episode of HYPP. So if your horse has the condition, you can soak the hay and draw out that potassium, which should be beneficial to them. But if your horse doesn't have it, then you don't really want to lose those vitamins and minerals.
Okay. So it is possible to take some of that nutrition out of the hay.
Right. But you're paying for that nutrition. So if we're sucking out all these things that we really are paying for, so it's a balance to soak enough to get out your water-soluble carbohydrates, like your sugars, but not to draw out all the vitamins and minerals.
Okay. And so you have this water that's left over and that you've soaked your hay in, and it has these minerals and these sugars in it. And it kind of reminds me of when I've made cheese, where you have the whey left over. Is it as caustic as what you have left over when you're making cheese or yogurt?
I've never made cheese. So I'm not sure.
I live in Oregon, so.
I'm kidding. Basically, what you've got, like if you've got an average size horse, at the end of the day, you're left with 144 liters of this water that contains all this sugar that you've just spent all this time sucking out of your hay, and you don't want to leave it around unless you're like breeding hummingbirds or something, I guess. And yeah, exactly. But you also don't want to pour it anywhere because it does contain, you know, some nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen. And if you put it just in like a riverway or in the drain or somewhere where it's going to flow back into waterways, then it's going to be very harmful to the environment. And one of the researchers at Minnesota, she's a PhD. She's done a lot of work, and she advises that we put it on the grass and in grassy areas where the plants can use the phosphorus and the nitrogen so that it's not going directly into the waterways, and spreading it out, so don't put it in the same place all the time.
Okay.
And no matter what you do not let your horse drink the water.
Oh, yeah, because you've just taken all that stuff out. Yeah,
exactly.
No.
Yeah.
So can you explain a little bit then about the recommendations on soaking hay? Because you obviously need to drain it then.
Yes. So there's different ways to do it. One easy way is just to get a large bucket and take the whole bale of hay and stick it in there and just cover it, you know, add enough water so that the hay is covered and let it sit there. So you don't need to shake out the flakes because that's putting dust in the environment, which is what we're trying to avoid. So you just put it right into your bin. The other way you can do it is take a serving, whatever you're going to offer your horse, put it in a hay net and just submerge the hay net in the tub. And then when you're ready, you take it out and just hang it up for your horse. And that's a pretty simple way to do it, too. And then there's also commercial hay soaking compartments that you can purchase, and it's got like these hose hookups and fancy stuff.
And I do think they use pressure to add moisture to the hay. So are there any other recommendations that the researchers had? Because there are lots of researchers looking into this. Any other recommendations that you thought were interesting?
Yeah, there's, it's a lot of the different studies that are published, you know, some of them soak hay for 15 minutes, some of them soak hay for 6 hours, and so it really does vary. So they're still kind of fine-tuning, and of course it depends the quality of the hay that you're starting with. So what they do recommend overall is to, soak the hay, and usually the volume is you have one part of water to 12 parts of hay, and, you know, in large tubs, and just submerge it for anywhere from 15 minutes to 60 minutes. Water temperature doesn't make a big difference, so you don't have to make it warm or cold. And like I said, don't shake out your hay before you put it in. And after you have soaked it, don't hang it up and then let it dry out before giving it back to the horse, because it's just going to get dusty again.
And are there any concerns about having the hay go rancid or moldy after being soaked?
Not that I have seen, because even the studies that do longer periods, like 8 hours, that's still a very short time.
Mm-hmm. But you do need to feed the hay immediately and not, save it for later.
Yeah, you can't soak it all on the weekend and then, expect to reap the benefits of it on Friday.
Okay.
The following Friday.
So, well, thank you, Stacy. I thought this was really fascinating after you worked on the fact sheet and got it back to me. And I know that we've had a lot of coverage on thehorse.com, but I was surprised once I saw it all in one place how interesting this is. And I'm thinking it's one more thing I need to do for my horses.
Can I chime in here? This is not horse husband approved, by the way, because we hate handling wet hay and it gets all over us. And
See, I was just thinking myself that this is a great job for my husband.
You don't like it.
Much
you guys just gave me a great idea.
Now, I do. So, I have a husband who is extremely allergic to hay, so I'm thinking this is a way that he could actually feed.
Yeah. See, now what was your great idea?
Well, if they've got these commercial hay soakers, I think we need commercial hay soaking outfits to go with them. And then you won't have to worry about getting wet.
Yes.
I know.
So we do have some articles that I'm going to point people to. If you want to learn about reducing sugars in your hay by soaking, get on thehorse.com. There's an article 28322. Again, that's 28322. If you're interested in the respiratory benefits of soaking hay, there's an article 26257. And then if you're concerned about mineral loss, or you have one of a horse that's HYPP positive, you can look for an article on mineral loss, which is 31220. And we are still working on that fact sheet, and we'll be getting that up this month. You can look for that on thehorse.com. It's really interesting. Thank you, Dr. Oak, for working on that.
Thanks, Michelle, for having me.
Thanks, both you guys. We appreciate it.
You guys have a good day.